With the threat of war edging closer and the economy and financial markets reacting nervously, there is a bit of unexpected good news today. Unemployment is down. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped 0.3% to 5.7% last month. Much of the improvement came from hiring by retailers. Economists say it's evidence the job market may be stabilizing. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The government said that the number of jobs on U.S. payrolls rose by 143,000 in January, about twice what economists had predicted. The economic news has been so bad over the past 2 years that a lot of people were quick to seize on the report as a sign of hope for the job market, and stocks rose early in the day. But on closer inspection, the report looked less promising. Payroll numbers rose largely because of an unexpected surge in hiring by restaurants and retail stores. But the retail surge was misleading. Economist Joel Naroff said the retail sector had done less hiring than usual in December, and that threw the numbers off.
Businesses didn't hire as much in December. They didn't lay off as many people in January. So we had some strange patterns there.
Moreover, the government said that the number of jobs lost in December was 156,000, considerably more than previously estimated, which means that on balance, the economy lost more jobs than it gained during the past 2 months. Still, Naroff says there is reason for optimism in the report. January saw moderate increases in construction, services, and transportation hiring. And while communications and manufacturing jobs declined, the losses were small compared to the sweeping declines that occurred last year.
I think what it's telling us is that we may have already seen the peak in the unemployment rate, and that while it may not go down very much, if at all, from here for the next few months, that the worst is over, that businesses are not laying off that many people anymore. And that's a positive sign.
The numbers may obscure something else about the job market, says Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics. The number of people who call themselves self-employed has risen by more than 8% over the past year. Mayland says many of those may be laid-off people who are freelancing because they can't find salaried jobs, but they are working and don't consider themselves unemployed. Today's report also says that average hourly incomes were flat in January. Ken Mayland says you probably can't read too much into 1 month's numbers, but he also says there's little doubt that people's earnings are growing more slowly than they once were.
There has been and there will continue to be a deceleration in the growth of average hourly earnings. And that wasn't too long ago that we were seeing a 3.5% year-over-year rise. Now the rise is 2.7%, and I think that will, because of the slack in the labor markets, that will edge even lower.
A drop in earnings could threaten consumer spending, especially at a time when people are already nervous about the impending war in Iraq and consumer confidence levels are falling. And that seemed to be reflected in the stock market today. While stock prices rose after the release of the report, they soon fell again and finished the day down. If today's report is a sign that the unemployment rate has peaked, many investors are waiting to see more evidence. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.